Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rich Gannon's here. I'm glad he's here, too. Rich is a political operative of the Republican persuasion, as he says. He spins to the right, but he's also a small business owner, just like you and me. He makes payroll every Friday, and that means when the janitor doesn't show up, he's the janitor. When the accountant doesn't show up, he's the accountant, just like you and me. And he's recently returned from Iowa, where he was out there doing what he did in Afghanistan. He went out and watched the polls to make sure they were done right. And Rich, I guess that's what you were doing in Iowa, right? Being a poll inspector, is that right?
not really, but I was in Des Moines, and it was pretty exciting. And it's really astonishing how such an absolutely small number of people, in this case 122,000,
yeah,
can have such an enormous impact on the political consciousness.
A lot of people,
of a nation of 310 million.
A lot of states really have an attitude about that, about Iowa's impact, don't they?
Oh yeah, and there's really nothing you can do. Iowa if they're challenged, they'll move the caucuses up to August of the off year.
Oh yeah, because it's already about a month earlier than it used to be, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean the amount of money that gets spent in there. I mean there was $10 million in TV and radio advertising alone, not counting Iowa's got a lot of little small towns where mm-hmm. Bob's Motel is the best place to stay, and Bob for decades has put on his spreadsheet, oh, great, this is a caucus year.
Yeah.
And plans his vacation around that.
Mama gets some new shoes.
You bet.
So, no, seriously, I mean, this, never mind politics, this is big business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they take that part of it very seriously.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, I mean, this is how good they've gotten at it. The Tourist and Convention Bureau in Des Moines that controls the convention center was charging $300 a seat for anybody who wanted to get a seat inside the hall that they were using as a filing center.
Wow.
Now, remember, this isn't the olden days where you needed to have the telephone company guy come in and put in a telephone line, and you had to have, your own electrical outlet to get a battery that lasted, 15 minutes. I mean, you can do this sitting on the curb now,
mm-hmm.
and yet it was jammed to the gills.
Wow.
Because everybody wants to be where we are a herd. Human beings are a herd species. We just love to be around other humans.
Oh yeah, no, there's no question about it. So, very interesting about the way Iowa's making and basically, I heard you say this, because I follow you wherever you are on television or wherever, Rich. And, but one time I think I heard you say, or someone said, some other smart person say, Iowa doesn't determine who wins. Iowa determines who doesn't go forward.
Yeah, that's right.
Or words to that effect.
It doesn't pick the winner. It identifies the losers, and it did that again. It's especially in the case of Michelle Bachmann. The case of Rick Perry is a little odder, and I don't think we've gotten to the bottom of that yet. But because he went home to he went home to reassess, and the reassessment took about 8 hours.
It sounded kind of bipolar to me, Rich.
Yeah, well, I said last night, Texas reassessing is he comes back in, swings the doors of the saloon open, walks to the table, sits down, says, "I met a guy who gave me cash money for my horse. Deal."
I know that was really bizarre what he did, and I don't think it's going to work. But now, what was the biggest surprise about Iowa this year? Central?
I think the biggest surprise was that that Romney actually did as well as he did.
Yeah.
That he stayed at the top of the heap, even if only by 8 votes. Since whatever it is, August or September, when Michelle Bachmann won the straw poll and she was going to be the new face of the party, and then we went to Perry and then Kane and then Gingrich, through all of that, and this is, I think, a good object lesson for business owners, the Perry campaign refused to get involved in the the day-to-day news cycle. They didn't react to every new fresh face of the Republican Party.
Perry did, or the Romney? Did you?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Did you say the Perry people did?
I meant Romney. Until Gingrich, and then when Gingrich popped up, they took that very seriously. Again, a good object lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes an enemy is a real enemy, and you got to go after him. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, in the competition, if somebody opens, you know, another bookstore down the block, you have to take that seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat that back. So I was kind of surprised that through it all, that the strategy worked. I thought at some point people would say, "You want
to?" Because he didn't really have to win Iowa to do well from there forward. Winning Iowa wasn't a mandate for Romney, was it?
No, not at all. And the because it is a very it is an odd state in that it has a very very low percentage of black residents. It's relatively aged in terms of its population.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very conservative, extremely conservative.
Yeah. So what about what
on the Republican side?
Were you surprised about Santorum?
Oh yeah, I think he had the good fortune of peaking at exactly the right time. But when you go back to the coverage of these kinds of things, every time somebody has popped up, it was not only a Herman Cain is on his way. But what happened to Romney was the subhead in every one of those things.
One of the most interesting, and so
Santorum, I think it's useful to remember, was the conservatives' fifth choice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they kicked the tires of every other car on the lot. And they finally came down to the Nash Ramblers. Say, well, I guess this is it.
One of the most interesting things that I saw was an estimate of what each vote cost for some of the guys. I think Perry paid like $4,000 a vote, and Santorum paid 73 cents a vote.
Right. Yeah. No. That's you can. I mean, the other good thing about Iowa and New Hampshire, and we've talked about this before. I mean, people complain about the fact that they're so unrepresentative, but the reality is that somebody like Santorum would never. He couldn't even have a chance, or Huckabee 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
or I'm not even sure. You know, Obama, frankly. If you had a start in California or New York or Texas or Florida, you just don't have enough money to even get going.
Well, plus Iowa has the culture of retail politics that some of the other states don't have, doesn't it?
Yeah, and New Hampshire does that too. I mean, that's right. And when you get to a certain extent, South Carolina, although it gets a little, you have to do some advertising there.
Right.
But Florida is a $2 million a week state. If you're going to advertise in Florida, it's going to cost.
So I guess sort of. Iowa and New Hampshire is where you sort of earn your bones as a glad hander, and then you go in and then you start getting into the sophisticated stuff after that. So I guess it kind of makes sense. Hold on to that thought, Rich. We're going to come back and talk about this some more with our good friend Rich Galen. By the way, his website is mullings.com. That's where you want to find his thrice weekly cyber column. It's outstanding. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.